It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
This month's Ask the Vet segment, we continue our discussion with Dr. Ryan Leiterman about the latest modeling software to help with ventilating your barn. And Ryan, these models look at particle and velocity of airspeed. Tell us more what you're learning about this new technology.
The second part of what SolidWorks does, ventilation modeling for us. Now, this is a lot more complicated, and this is where the big guts of the software come into play. And the computer that we have for this is kind of a monster computer because it needs to be to have enough power to run this complicated modeling software. But once we have the barn drawn to scale in SolidWorks and it's to 3D, we then put in real ventilation systems. Again, the fans are to scale. The CFMs are actual. And we can run a modeling software and say, okay, we want to know if we did a ventilation system like A, what would the airflow dynamics look like in the barn? And there's two things that we can do that are useful. The first one's called a particle study. A particle study is, you can think about it like fogging. So it'll show as the air exits the fans, how does it spread out? What areas does it cover? And it's particularly useful in identifying areas that are well ventilated. And it can also help us identify any potential dead spots in the barn that might not be covered. And that's the use of a particle study. They're very accurate and they're useful there in that respect. The other cool part that we can do are velocity studies. So not only will it tell us how the air goes through the barn, but you can hover. There's a little thing called the velocity probe, and it's like attached to your mouse. And you can drive that velocity probe wherever you want in the barn, and it will tell you what the airspeed will be there. So we did this for a barn over in eastern Wisconsin probably a year ago. It was one of the first barns that we modeled, and we modeled the barn, and the airflow velocity study predicted that as the air hit the calf's back 3 feet off the ground, the airspeed would be 1.8 miles per hour. Okay. And I thought, well, I wonder how accurate this really is. And we did all this modeling before the farmer even decided to build the barn. Well, then he built the barn, installed the ventilation system. Once it was wired, I drove over there with my airspeed monitoring equipment, and we measured, and 3 feet off the ground, the actual airspeed was 1.7 miles per hour. So, I went to public school, so I like to make round numbers, but I would say 1.7 actual miles per hour is pretty darn close to the 1.8 predicted miles per hour that the software, that the velocity study predicted would be. So we're having fun with this software, and it's very neat and extremely accurate. I mean, this isn't like some free version of engineering software that you can download for a 30-day trial. These type of engineering softwares are very expensive, and they take a long time and a lot of training sessions to learn how to drive these things. But we can do this now, and they're things that we can offer to our clients. And I think our clients like the 3D animated barn walkthroughs the most because they're the most interactive and they're fun to see. But for an old nerd like me who just loves math and physics and air speeds and stuff, I have to say I think the velocity studies and those particle studies that we can run are just inherently, I guess I'll even use a word, exciting. They're exciting to me and possibly boring to other people that have to watch them, but I think it's pretty neat. Back when I first started doing ventilation 15, 20 years ago, we were doing like arithmetic on a sheet, on like a piece of paper by hand. And we were using like Excel spreadsheets. Like that was pretty hot stuff back in the day when that came out, where these Excel spreadsheets, that could help you design ventilation systems. I just look back on that and it's like, wow, that was pretty rudimentary, compared to the airflow modeling stuff that we have today. So it's kind of neat to see that progression.
So this is software that can be used on the farm today. So what can a producer do to get involved with this and get it going?
So the best process is if somebody can get us a drawing of their barn. Now, I like a nice blueprint is my favorite thing. However, if somebody can even take a piece of computer paper and draw by hand, basically a top down, my barn is 120 feet long by 32 feet wide. I want two individual rows of pens. Just do a bird's eye view, top down layout of what the barn would be with some dimensions. Even if it's hand drawn, we can then take that and turn it into a 3D CAD drawing And then that kind of starts the process. So they can email or call us, get us the drawing, talk about what their plan is for the barn. From there, we can get the CAD drawing going, get the 3D model going. Once the 3D model is done, then we can start applying different ventilation ideas to it and do different particle studies, velocity studies, stuff like that. Well, and the other cool thing that I didn't really mention, this airflow modeling, which could be the particle studies or the velocity studies, they allow us to do what we call what-if scenarios. So it's basically a way that you can see what would the barn look like with a bunch of different ventilation systems. What if I went, option A would be this, and then you can see how the barn would ventilate, or option B would be something different, and you can see how the barn ventilates. So you can present people different options, and then they can see this is how it would work in real life. And before this modeling software, we couldn't do that. I mean, the best attempt to present different options was taking someone to a barn with system A and showing them system A, and then driving 3 hours to a different barn with system B and showing them system B. Now we can do what if studies and say, well, what if we did this or what if we did that? And people can see it all at once. So that's kind of neat.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.